This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline Uma and Ezra here on the Evening Edition. We're continuing our coverage on Pakatan Harapan's 100 Days in Government. Now, earlier we spoke about the progress on the 10 promises they made that are meant to show results. Today, out of the 10, they fulfilled 2 promises. 6 are either partially fulfilled or in progress, and 2 have no progress yet.
Right. So what we want to do now is to look more in depth at some areas of focus. Earlier, we spoke to Sharul Aman, acting chairperson of Birthday 2.0 on electoral reforms. And now we're going to take a look at human rights.
Yeah, that's right. So two human rights organizations, Article 19 and Civicus, they recently wrote an open letter
to the Prime Minister, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. Now, in that letter, they highlighted their concerns that there had been a lack of progress on key human rights issues in the government's first 100 days.
Mm. Now, the two NGOs pointed out that the government has yet to ratify international human rights conventions and to abolish repressive laws such as the Sedition Act, the Printing Presses and Publications Act, the University and University Colleges Act, and as well as the National Security Act.
All things that they promised from, well, years ago, even before they were in power. Now, the letter also addressed more specific areas where the government hasn't done enough on freedom of expression. The government hasn't been very transparent with how they plan to review the Sedition Act 1948 and the Communications and Multimedia Act 1998. Now, a recent example was highlighted where lawyer and activist Fadia Narwa Fikri was investigated under the two acts in relation to an article she wrote that some perceived to be disrespectful to the monarchy.
So Article 19 and Civicus also noted that the government has backtracked on its promise to repeal SOZMA. It was also concerning to them that the government has said that they will need 5 years before they can reform or replace the Universities and University Colleges Act 1971. They went on to elaborate that the government hasn't quite addressed freedom of association, hasn't done so well in protecting minorities as well, especially the LGBT community.
So we managed to get in touch with one of the representatives from Article 19. We spoke to Nalini Alumalai, a Malaysia program officer at Article 19. We first asked her to talk just a bit more about the open letter.
When it comes to human rights, it is noted for the most that reforms related to human rights, civil and political rights, have been very limited under days promised by the Pakatan government. So far, of course, the formation of the Committee on Institutional Reform is one of the important phase for us, the civil society, to provide recommendation and best practices around the world when it comes to human rights. But then this entire committee on reform and actually talking about human rights as part of the reform process actually sounds really interesting. And this is the first time I think we are actually talking about addressing and improving human rights situation in Malaysia. But I think so many things the government hasn't done yet. Of course, yesterday they repealed the Anti-Fake News Act, which is we welcome in our statement as well, that we actually very pleased by the decision. But I hope there are many other laws that actually been very, very problematic, like the Sedition Act, the SOZMA, and so on, has not been repealed yet. Even the discussion has not been started yet. I think that has to happen. And I think the government has so many things to do when it comes to human rights.
Yeah, we also asked Nalini what she thought about the government's tone when they address human rights and whether she thinks it's promising.
To be honest, I think even talking about human rights as part of the reform is good. If you ask me if it's promising, I will say not really, because I don't see the commitment yet. The government actually could have, for example, sedition, you know, it's something that you can actually abolish it as soon as possible, because that was one of the laws that has been used widely to detain and arrest all the political critics and civil society members. That could have been one of the ways to show the commitment towards human rights, but then it has to yet to come. Of course, yesterday when they repealed the Anti-Fake News is one of the like very first step, you know. But then I think within this 100 day, for example, they could have get rid of all these problematic laws. You know, they could have actually debate about it and then get rid of it. That will be this commitment that I wanted to see from the government. And unfortunately, it wasn't a priority in the government. And I also see some of the news from the government and statements that is. It's always a U-turn on certain things, you know. That's very worrying, because when you keep on U-turn certain things, you know, that actually doesn't give us any promises, but more doubts whether it's going to happen or it's not going to happen, you know. But I think what the government need to do is basically have an action plan. You need to have a plan. When it comes to human rights, we're not just talking about legislations, reforming legislations and things like that, but it's actually, we need to create a society who actually can enjoy the freedom, can enjoy the rights, and they have the enabling environment for them to enjoy the rights and freedom, you know. So I think it's more than just reforming laws, but it's more than that. You need to actually engage with the civil society and all the relevant stakeholders and how to improve the situation in the society as well.
Now, taking a look as well, is we also wondered if the time frame given with regards to the 100 days
was fair.
Well, to be honest, the time frame was given by the government, yeah. But as we say that 100 days is a fairly standard way of measuring the progress of new government around the world as well. In fact, the Prime Minister also admitted that they actually have promised certain things, but they didn't expect to win. But there are certain things that they could have done immediately, like that draconian laws can be get rid of easily. This is a commitment, you know, that the government should give priority and they should work to get rid of these laws and things like that. I think that should be a priority. And also, I think I acknowledge that many of the institutional reform to safeguard human rights or to correct the gross human rights violation that done by the Barisan National Administration need time. But with having said that, we would like to highlight like that several key areas in human rights and the law can be immediately implemented. And then we can done it within 100 days. We don't have to wait longer time, actually.
Now, we were also curious if perhaps the government's lack of focus and action on human rights might be due to an experience and perhaps learning to deal with different on-the-ground sentiments regards to a variety of issues. Here's what Nalina had to say.
These are the laws that were being spoken by the current government when they were the opposition. For example, the Sedition Act, they were opposing it. The National Security Council Act, the SOSMA, these are the laws that they have been debated in the parliament. You know, I don't think they are not familiar with it. They are familiar with all these laws and they have debated in the parliament. It's a matter of priority and also planning. And I think the current government, as I said earlier, is a lack of action plan. They have to work harder and faster to understand all these laws. And I do understand there are new MPs and, you know, and things like that. But then you have to work really fast to make yourself understand and everything. And most important, and when you say the sentiment on the ground and things like that, I think one of the way that we actually can gather the sentiments and also to make sure that we address these issues, we need to engage with these communities that have been affected by these statements, by the government and everything. I agree that government needs time, but the government must also make sure that they stand by principles like being inclusive and no discrimination as per their manifesto. You know, for example, more engagement and dialogues are needed to understand minorities like LGBTs and things like that. But the government didn't do that. You know, they immediately came out with a statement that's very discriminative and actually, create a tense moment within the society as well as in the community. You know, that is a wrong approach. I think every community that are having the so-called sensitive issues, I think we need to engage with them. We need to have a more dialogue to understand each other and how we actually work together rather than, you know, coming out with statements is actually damaging.
Nalini also thinks that Pakatan's human rights track record has been a mixed bag so far and that they should engage with civil societies more.
Well, we have yet to see, to be honest. Of course, the repeal of anti-fake news and also the government positive engagement with civil society, Suhakam, is a good sign. But Article 19, we just hope that this will continue and more open and meaningful consultation will be carried out by the government when it comes to human rights. And also, I think the government must proactively approach the civil society for any input in related to policy or legislations or, you know, anything that related to human rights. We are ready to provide our inputs and expertise as an international NGO, and I think we actually can be added value to improve human rights situation in Malaysia. And also with the upcoming universal periodic review session in Geneva, I think the government with confidence must show their commitment to improve the human rights situation in Malaysia.
We also asked Nalini what she hopes to see moving forward.
I think what I like to see is like the government's commitment and priority. And also the reform process should go parallel with economic and social issues as well. And I think the government now has the political will, and they have to show they're very committed in reforming human rights. And I would like to see the government actually coming out with policies and reforming the agencies that involve in human rights violations. And I hope this will change, you know. Having said that, I think they're already doing certain things when it's come to police and everything. But I think the commitments and the reform process should be more visible, and there should be more interaction with civil society. And actually, we have to engage in the process more than ever.
All right. That was Nalini Lumalai, a Malaysia Program Officer at Article 19 on Pakatan Harapan's human rights track record, BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.